This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Interest rates, rent, groceries. The cost of living crunch is hitting Australians hard. But it's not just our bank accounts feeling the strain. Financial stress is having a serious impact on mental health. Research shows that the proportion of Australians struggling to cope on their income has doubled since 2020, with more people delaying or avoiding mental health care because of the cost. Joining us now is Professor Nicholas Proctor, Chair of Mental Health Nursing at the University of South Australia, who has written in The Conversation about how financial stress affects our well-being and what we can do about it. Nicholas, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to your listeners.
We hear a lot about cost of living pressures, but what does the data show about the mental health impact of financial stress?
Yeah, look, as you said in your introduction, the National Mental Health Commission's most recent report card, which is an annual reporting on the state of the nation's mental health, shows that financial stress has doubled, as you say, from 17% or thereabouts in November 2020 up to 34.6% in 2024. And women consistently reported higher levels of financial stress compared to men.
Wow, that is astonishing, that increase in figures. What are some of the common signs that money worries are starting to affect someone's mental health?
Well, there's a few big ones. People are delaying seeing a mental health professional due to cost, or not seeing a professional at all. So that's up from 12% to 20% in that counting period. And then, of course, there are some behavioural things, some signs of stress affecting your health and your relationships. So arguments about money, having difficulty sleeping, fatigue, feeling angry, scared, maybe experiencing mood swings, feeling guilty and worried about money, spending money, and as I've mentioned, delaying healthcare because of the cost. So the thing is, if they're not addressed, they might lead to some further difficulties.
Yeah, well, I guess that thinking about the money stress, that could impact on the way that we work, and I guess it can affect our work and therefore could affect our income stream even more if we're then facing the prospect of performance management or, you know, redundancy or even dismissal due to unproductive behaviours.
Yeah, look, one of the things that we're worried about, I guess, in the mental health sector, the mental health field, is that while mental distress is one of the consequences of having financial difficulties and financial stress, it also impacts on how you deal with your personal finances. So we've got to get on top of that. And so the push at the moment is to help people understand that, seek connection with people who can provide support. And for some people, that might just be their friends, people they know in their network and their peer network that are really good with money and able to share some ideas, right through to really specialist focused support with how to manage money and cope with, you know, a worsening situation for many people.
What you write about in your article, that our relationship with money often stems from past experiences. How does that play into how we cope with stress today?
Yeah, that's something that shows out in the research. So if we grew up in a household where money was difficult, there wasn't a lot of money around, that can play out, can make things more challenging. So our relationship with money and how we feel about money, understanding that can actually make it easier to work through your financial situation. So one of the suggestions that is coming through is, I guess, you know, go gently with yourself, take one step at a time. And the first thing to do is to really notice what's happening. So those things that I talked about. But, you know, in addition to that, for some people, they may not be opening letters from the bank or emails from the bank. You know, there might be some avoidance around that. So take one step at a time. It's true that people can feel overwhelmed. But if you take notice of what's happening and, as I say, look at the signs, talk to people, get specialist support and advice, the earlier you take steps, and we say this in mental health all the time, the earlier you take steps to understand, take action, make decisions about a mental health problem, a mental health concern, get on top of it, the wider the range of options. So you think about early intervention, we talk about that. Mm. It's actually true. So we have a wider range of options where we can get back on track, get back on top of things, and sort things through, get a better financial situation at the end.
Yeah, if you've just joined us, we're talking to Professor Nicholas Proctor from the University of South Australia about how financial stress is rising sharply in Australia and why it's not just a money problem, but also a mental health one. You were just saying, for people delaying mental health care because of cost, what free or low-cost services are out there?
There's some excellent services. So if you go to the Beyond Blue website, that's beyondblue.org.au, fantastic resources around financial wellbeing. They've got a supporter pack, which is tailored to account for maybe some risk factors that you might have in your personal circumstances. They've also got a wellbeing program, financial and mental health wellbeing program. There's a video that you can watch for that. And if you want to go a little bit further and, you know, dig deeper into this, you can take the Beyond Blue Money and Mental Health Quiz, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it helps you to be able to see how your financial wellbeing and mental health affect each other and what to do to get support. So you've got stuff that kind of opens it up, helps you understand, demystifies it, destigmatizes it. A lot of people are going through this. But then goes to the next step, and there's practical support and help. And that also includes talking to people. So cost of living crisis is real, and it can really impact anybody, any suburb, any age. But for those who are struggling, the earlier we take action, helping people to take action early, gives you the widest range of options and choices.
Yeah, we've just got Ashley just on. We've got a message here from Ben in Footscray. Thank you for texting in, Ben. Can you ask Nicholas about tips for couples who constantly argue about money? It's really straining their relationship.
Yeah, that's a good one. Look, I think straight off the top, for some people, they keep a diary about their spending, and they look for early signs of maybe tension and stress, and what they learn about those tensions and stressors around spending, and talk about decisions. Spending and your mood are connected, so talk about those, how best to manage when emotions come up, how best we manage these. Go back to the fundamentals of the relationship. Free financial counselling is available, as I've mentioned, so that might be something to do as a couple, to actually go together and talk about your finances and how it impacts upon communication, relationships, how household debt and household spending and your finances intersect with those other things that, you know, about relationships and even trouble sleeping or communicating or feeling anxious about different times of the day around money.
Yeah, that's some really good advice. And I do know, I've got several friends who, they're, money is a source of friction within their relationships, particularly when there's an imbalance. There might be one person who earns a lot less than the other, and they might not be sharing their financial resources. And that can also raise from both sides, I think, there's conflict around who's contributing more or less. And yeah, it is something, as you say, just get some help and have an open discussion with your partner. But I liked the advice you said earlier about just taking it one step at a time, do something one step and then the next step.
Yes, and remember, no matter how difficult the situation, it's never too early, never too late to get support.
Yeah, that's some really great advice to end on that message. Nicholas, thank you so much again for joining us on Joy Drive today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Great to talk to you.
That was Professor Nicholas Proctor, Chair of Mental Health Nursing at the University of South Australia, sharing advice on how to manage the mental health impacts of financial stress. You can read his full article in The Conversation. It's titled, Financial Stress is on the Rise in Australia. Here's what to do if money worries are affecting your mental health.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.